This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Is Tony Pantaloresco. His website is augmentinforce.50webs.com. And there we do have a chat room, and people have asked some questions. But first, could you answer the what we were talking about just before we went to the break, like the medical tests that doctors want you to take? I mean, if people actually go to the doctor, they want you to do colonoscopies, they want you to do mammograms, they want you to do all these things. But isn't that defining something that they can treat?
Well, mammograms, no women should do a mammogram. Never. Mm-hmm. Ever do a mammogram. That is insanity to the nth degree. I mean, having 5,000 million zillion pounds smashing on your breast and then busting those blood vessels and then irradiating them with radiation has got to be the bloodiest dumb thing I've ever heard in my life. If you need to have that done, go get a thermography. That's a safer alternative. Or do your own hand test. You don't need to have a mammogram done. Most mammograms cause breast cancers. So don't ever get that done. That is unbelievably, beyond belief, stupid. That was just done on purpose so they could get genetic material from women by removing their breast. So don't ever do that. That is beyond belief, like I said, nothing but termination of your breasts if you do this.
Right.
That's just no way. There are some tests that should be done or could be done by the medical field, but this is the thing. Majority of people that get these tests done then get bamboozled with BS on a drug or some kind of something that they're going to need to have done, or else, oh, this sounds serious. Oh, this is, and we need to, ooh, and you better, and you know, and you get into this kind of baloney. You know, once you find out what's going on, okay, and you get a clear picture of a test, and I mean, I don't agree with colonoscopies either, but blood tests, blood work can give you an indication what may be going on. But even when you get this, doesn't mean it's accurate either. I had a guy today told me that he had a blood test done. They told him his potassium levels were high. They had another blood test, and they were perfectly okay. So, you know, it depends on the quack job that's doing the test. So, again... You know, don't, the medical field today, you know, if you can find a physician, not a doctor, but a physician, one who is seeking to do you good and to help you heal, then that's the people you want to go to. A lot of these doctors today couldn't tie their shoe with Velcro, and I'm not kidding you. You know, they know how to do, majority of them today, is follow orders, they have no conscience, and prescribe drugs. So... when you're looking at what's going on today, if you go get checked up and you get some negative response, expect that. If you do get a negative response, then start researching for yourself what the condition actually is. Because sometimes you'll hear a name that's got about 99 syllables long, and you think, oh my gosh, this has got to be some... Oh, and then you look at it, and that's all it is a hangnail, but they use some vernacular that makes something, you know, that it isn't.
Exactly.
So don't get caught up on the baloney of the BS, because that's what it is. You know, they have been given orders to sell drugs to you. They've been given orders to do so many surgical procedures because they got to make money and bleed your insurance down. You know, and 99% of the time, a majority of surgeries are unnecessary, and 99% of the time, the drugs are unnecessary. How many people you know are taking cholesterol medication when they don't need to? They're giving them rat poison, for crying out loud. So
exactly.
You know, you don't need to do rat poison. I mean, rat poisons for kill rats. Are they equating you to a rat? I mean, this is something you have to think of.
Right.
You know, are they looking at you as, oh, you're just a rat and we're going to kill you off? I mean, you don't need it. You know, I've given people garlic. I've given people serrapeptase. I've given people cayenne. I've given people, you know, onion juice. The one remedy we got there with the onion, grapefruit, and ginger. That, if anybody's got a cholesterol issue, which really this is another myth, there is no such thing as HDL and LDL cholesterol. It's just cholesterol. Okay, the studies that were done in 1939, these guys that were doing the studies, said there is no such thing as HDL, LDL, and all this other nonsense. Okay, basically it's fat, and that's what it is. And basically it's either oxidized as a result of eating sugar. And where were the sugar was coming from? They were saying it was coming from grains. So the biggest problem is if you've got a cholesterol issue, get off the grains and watch it go back to normal.
Right. All right, questions from the chat room. What does Tony think of using DE for cleaning out the colon? I don't know what DE is.
Dimatous earth. It's a dimatous earth.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of using any clays. I would rather use pectin. But if I was going to use any clay, that would be the only one. I don't believe in using the bentonites. A lot of them have aluminum and lead on them. I'm not a fan of bentonites at all. But dimatous earth, again, I would use it, but again, I wouldn't make it a rule of thumb either, because there have been some people that I've dealt with who have used these clays and it winds up congesting in the colon. I find the STS far better as a colon stripper. If you've got a poison in the colon, I mean, charcoal and dimatous earth would probably be the way to go to pull it out.
Okay. Let's see. What do you eat? They want to know what you eat.
Fat.
Fat, okay.
I eat
that
fats.
Sounds good.
I eat animal proteins. I eat eggs. I eat lamb. I eat poultry. I eat duck. I eat goose. I juice my greens. I extract the greens. I'm not a big grass eater. These vegetarians are always giving people heck for eating meats, but I tell people I'm a vegetarian because my cow eats the grass and I eat the cow, so I'm getting that way.
Perfect.
It's how you prepare it. I eat a lot of fruit. That I do eat. I do eat a lot of fruit. I'm not a big veggie guy. I never was. They have their place. I'm not knocking vegetables, but I do. I mean, I drink them. You know, I don't want the fiber. I don't want them to pull the minerals out. The fact that the vegetables today are so low in mineral and nutritional content that the best way to get it out is either through fermentation or juicing, so I do it that way. The cheapest green product you'll ever buy are parsley, dandelion, and watercress. Extracting that yourself, you'll get everything that you'll ever need out of a green product instead of spending $25 to $50 for those expensive dried green products. This will do the exact same thing.
When you talk about a dried green product, would that include chlorella?
Yeah, for sure. You don't need these chlorellas and spirulinas. I mean, this is again, look, you got parsley, dandelion, and watercress. If anybody ever actually looked at the antioxidant properties that these things have, the enzyme properties, I mean, parsley is equivalent to prednisone as an anti-inflammatory. You know, I mean, you've got chlorophyll in these things, which again will renew the blood. You've got the apigenin and the luteolin in them that will actually remove the excess estrogens that you're being exposed to. You got almost every mineral known to man in these things. You've got iodine and watercress. I mean, you cannot go wrong. What does watercress cost you? About 50 cents. What does parsley cost you? About 50 cents. What does dandelion cost you? About a buck and a half. So for about $4, you've got a super duper green product that you can make right at home. And I show you how to make it on the YouTube as well.
Okay. Super. Another question. Could the guest repeat that formula that they are looking for at the chemicalstore.com?
Sodium thiosulfate.
Okay.
THIOLSULPHATE. You got a crystal form and you've got a powder form. I use the crystal. That's what I used.
Okay, use a crystal form. All righty. We are coming up on a break, and I know that there are people who have questions, callers who have questions. You may call in at 800-313-9443. We will be back in 3 minutes.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
augmentinforce.50webs.com. And we do have some callers lining up. Why don't we take a phone call? Let's take Fred in Michigan. Fred, welcome.
Sure. I wanted to ask a couple questions. I had been a fan of using sodium bicarb whenever I would prepare my vegetarian porridge because it would expedite the cooking process, although I would do it minimally. And then I started developing some weird reactions, physiologically speaking. So I experimentally cut out the use of sodium bicarb, and those weird physiologic reactions ceased. And I was wondering, I joined, just as you mentioned, sodium thiosulfate, and I'm curious if that substance would possibly function as I thought perhaps potassium bicarb would function as a substitute for sodium bicarb as a cooking agent.
No. No. You have no idea what that stuff will do. Look, this stuff will... Okay, if you're using oatmeal or whatever in the morning, I would tell you to get rid of that right off the bat because of the GMOs in your oatmeal. I mean, I would tell you use pectin from either the white part of the citrus, peel off a grapefruit or an orange, and then save the white part, use that, mush that down with an apple. That will pull out metal, radioactive material, and all kinds of stuff from you. The sodium thiosulfate, no, take that on its own. Until you play with it, honestly, do not go screwing around experimenting until you really fully get intimate with this, because you will find this will start. If you've got Popeye the Sailor Man up there, he's coming out. Let's put it this way. Okay, it's that potent of a stripper. So don't mix that with anything other than vitamin C so that you will increase your glutathione levels with that.
All right. Speaking of glutathione, I had been doing some due diligence and read that nutritional yeast, there's a company called KALKEL, and they have a nutritional yeast that tastes like, I don't know, to my taste buds, a nice cheddar cheese, which I don't use anymore. No bovine cow dairy. And that's supposed to be loaded with glutathione. Also, my other...
sulfur content, it will. If it doesn't, I would question it. Go ahead.
Okay, the other thing that I've been a real big fan of is a company called Nutrex out of Kona, Hawaii, Hawaiian Pacifica spirulina, which they produce, they tell me, in special protected lagoons using 95% fresh water from the island and 5% deep water, that's 2,000-plus foot depth ocean water, only 5%. So I was curious what you knew about Hawaiian Pacifica spirulina.
That's been the big theme. That's where it's coming from. It's supposed to be clean and pristine. Like I said, I think they're a waste of money, to be quite honest with you. I mean, the protein content there is not that absorbable. The B12 in it is almost negligible. There's hardly anything in it. You know, and they made those claims. Again, it's another one of those hyped up, souped up, whatever products that really never lived up to its hype. If you want to buy it, feel free to do so and explore it. But I mean, to be quite honest with you, if you're looking for a protein source, if that's what you're using it for, again, I don't know. Again, you should be eating some kind of egg or some kind of cottage cheese or something, because a complete vegan lifestyle, in my humble opinion, has got to be the most insane life to have. If you've got issues with the colon and the digestive issues, and try using the sodium thiosulfate to strip that out, and you may find that you'll be able to digest things more properly again, because if the colon is layered and if the probiotic activity in the colon has been imbalanced because of genetically modified organisms or genetically engineered foods, doesn't matter what you consume or what you take, you will never correct it.
I've been organic for 25 years, and I'm about to utilize, as I say, hog wild. I may go hog wild because a friend of mine is raising, really organic hogs. And I brought up that old commercial about the other white meat, and he said, well, real live organic hog meat, free range and all that, is an actual red meat. And so I was thinking seriously of using that as my predominant protein source, whereas previously it had been canned salmon from Alaska. So What do you think about hog meat?
Well, pork has got high levels of sugar in it, so be aware of that. You'll have to neutralize the sugar content. I'm not a big believer eating pork either. There's no such thing as organic meat. That's impossible. The word organic means carbon-based. So if anybody's telling you you're getting organic meat, they're FOS, in the most polite way I can say it. There is no such thing. Organic means carbon-based. In other words, if it's not from a plant-based food, then it's not organic. Genetically modified foods are organic. Okay, the difference between the terminology that you've come to accept and what really is the word organic means plant-based or carbon-based grown foods. Organics, the GMOs basically are organic, except they've just been modified genetically. That's the only difference. You can pee, poo, spray a plant. It doesn't change the fact that it's organic. It's still organic. It's just that it's polluted. So again, I mean, the real white meat is your lamb, if you really want to be technical about it, and your poultry meats. Those are your white meats. I believe pork is as well. It's considered a white meat as well, but it's got a lot of sugar in it. And again, I don't advocate using it as a meat source. Some people will eat it, and I won't tell you what to eat, but if you're asking my opinion, you're better off not going near it.
Okay, well, I'm very cognizant of the verbiage, and organic, in my vernacular, means Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, chemical-free, and that's what this guy is tuned into. And I agree, organic, carbon-based, and all that. And Millie Smith. So I'll keep you posted. I'll let you know. I use Hawaiian spirulina only because 25 years ago when I first started into this, I discovered that when I added that to my organic popcorn with avocado oil and real sea salt and my favorite spices like curry, paprika, etc., that the addition of the Hawaiian spirulina would enable me to go almost the whole day on a nice batch of organic popcorn. Mm. And I did that. I couldn't believe how astonishingly energizing and long-burning it was. It just totally amazed me. So I'll let other callers. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. Okay, let's take Shirley in North Carolina. Shirley, welcome to the program.
I wanted to know what your recommendations would be for a diagnosis of fibromyalgia.
Fibromyalgia? Wow. Did you go to Walmart and pick this up or what?
No. My husband had, first of all, Lyme disease back in 1990, and it went into his neurological system. He did not get it treated, okay. And that's a long story, but I believe that it turned. They say what I'm believing it is that it might have turned into fibromyalgia. I don't know. We've been bamboozled by doctors for so long. Who knows?
Okay, basically, I'll give you the same formula I give to somebody with diabetic neuropathy for that. Lay off all the grains, number one. And that's the change.
Okay, we'll pick this up on the other side. So stay on with us, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Tony Pantelaresco. His website is augmentinforce.50webs.com. And we had Shirley from North Carolina, and you were just telling her to, first of all, get off the grains.
The number one, the grains, the fibromyalgia issues for most people with fibromyalgia that I have found anyway, as a result of the leaky gut or the colon leaking the toxins from the genetics into the system. So it causes this issue to occur. So you got to get rid of the grains and you got to heal the colon, number one. So there's where your probiotics come in. This is where your MSM comes in. This is where your colostrum comes in. These are the glutamine, cottage cheese. These are things that will come in to help repair and regenerate that and allow you for better uptake and utilization of what you're eating. Number two, you got to break down the damage that's been occurred in the areas of the body. So this is where the serrapeptase, B1, and the MSM come in. That formula has helped I don't know how many people with this condition, and a lot of them have recovered from it. So, again, when we're dealing with these kind of things, you got to go to the root cause. The Lyme may have compromised his immune system, but I would think more than anything else is what you were consuming and the food you were putting inside of you that was causing. You got to remember, everyone has to start thinking that you deal. What's going on today is, again, biogenetic attack on you. And you got to start thinking in terms of genetic attack. You're eating GMOs. You have no idea what you're eating today. Okay? The United States has not labeled their food. There's labeling things going on to get labeling put on the food. that's not going to make the food safer. All that's going to do is make it more, make you more aware that 99.9% of what you're eating has got GMO in it. And that's all that's going to do. I was down in New Zealand where they had their foods labeled with genetically modified labeling. But it didn't mean it was safer. It just meant that they knew what they were buying. And they were still selling the GMOs in their markets. So you have to wake up on that reality that where you're being compromised and where you're being hit. But I mean, you got to remember, the moment you were born, you were injected with genetic material. This is where they started genetically engineering human beings with vaccines. So when you start looking at the whole scheme of things in the last 50 years and how we've been evolving to the state where we're at today and the poisons we have today, you just didn't get sick overnight. And you've been eating a lot of genetically engineered foods or hybrid foods for quite some time, and sooner or later, something lets go. And usually between the ages of 40 and 50 is where it starts.
Okay, Shirley, thank you for your phone call. Let's take Kathleen in Texas. Kathleen, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Diana. Thank you, Tony. I have a couple of four questions. One, is the after 50 in the website, is it 50 Web, W-E-B-B-S, or West?
W-E-B-S, Webs.
Oh, W-E-B-S?
Yes, there you go.
Okay, W-E-B-S, thank you. And then what is the safest source of gelatin that you suggest?
They're all pretty safe. It doesn't matter whether it be bovine, porcine, pig gelatin, cow gelatin, fish gelatin, chicken, it's all the same. It's probably one of the cleanest foods you'll ever buy. By the time it's processed down and cooked down, there's nothing left but the proteins and the aminos. The ratios are quite high. It's probably one of the cheapest sources of protein that you can buy. It also will store for about 100 years, so it's a great survival food if you needed to buy anything for survival, for long-term survival. If you add it to an egg protein, it increases the biological value of egg protein from 93 to 99. So it increases the utilization of proteins that you're using in your body. Whey protein's at 92 in a biological value. So again, unless they add peptides to it. So again, it's anywhere. Get it wherever you can afford it.
So it doesn't matter. You don't have to get some grass-fed.
Well, I mean, it's preferred, but you got to remember, like I said, your GMOs are in the grasses too. So, I mean, the cows are going to break that down on some level. You got to remember, they got two stomachs. So
right.
They will filter out a lot of the stuff that they're eating. So I don't think it's really going to matter. You have to understand, I mean, they're feeding them GMO grains as well. I mean, they have to give them some on some level. So, I mean, you're not going to get around it, okay? So it doesn't matter what perceptions that you're trying to think in terms of safety, you are going to get exposed. So,
okay. Again,
use
so
it.
So just a regular, any kind of gelatin would be all right.
Yeah, there's a company in the U.S. called, I think, Land O'Lakes.
Oh, yeah.
If you got a bulk, if you got any bulk stores, a lot of bulk stores will carry it as well, or go online and do a search for a place where you can buy it relatively cheap.
Great, and then thank you. And then the other question is for Lyme. Well, I'll just tell you them all: Lyme's disease, MS, and could you repeat the formula for the Queen of Hungary formula?
Okay, go on my YouTube.
I don't. I'm sorry. I don't have a computer, and I don't do that. I have only. I listen by phone.
Okay. I don't have the ingredient list in front of me because I have it on the YouTube. Now I got to do is just scroll down, and it's all there. Basically, you're going to have in there your rosemary, sage, thyme, savory, oregano, turmeric, cinnamon bark, clove. There's one more in there.
I heard the wine.
Wine and water equal parts. So get a 750-ml bottle or 24-ounce bottle of wine, 24 ounces of distilled water, put them in either a slow cooker or a pressure cooker, either way, and put the ingredients at equal portions. Oh, and garlic, that's the last ingredient. So
okay.
You're going to need, again, rosemary, equal parts to sage, equal parts to peppermint, equal parts to oregano, equal parts to savory, equal parts, I think, to bay leaf, cinnamon bark, of equal weight, clove, one or two tablespoons.
And you cook this.
You cook this, oh yeah.
Kathleen, you could always go to your local library and watch this video. It's 18 minutes long. Just make a note of what he's...
Well, I haven't left the house for 2 years because I hurt my back 2 years ago. So the Eucharistic ministers come, and I trust God not to kill me with the Eucharist made of wheat. So, so the Lyme disease... Lyme disease and MS, and thank you both very much.
Well, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, let's take Janice in California. Janice, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hi, I just barely started listening, so I didn't catch the whole program. Tony, I wanted to know if brown rice is also included in your do not eat list.
Yep, gone.
Any grains? Nothing.
Zero.
Okay, nope. Sorry, I didn't mean to make you repeat yourself, but also...
I understand your concept. Everyone is trying to find a way to get into eating the grain, and I'm glad you brought this up because I want to make a point of this. This is how addicted you are. Okay, you don't realize that you've been addicted to these foods. And as a result, when someone tells you you can't have this, you're looking immediately for an alternative in another form of grain. And you have to understand the reality here of the genetically engineering of these foods. None of them are safe. Zero, zero, zero. So when you're looking at this, there is no alternative to these things, and because of the nature and how they damage your system. So again, you know, you cannot, if you want to heal it, you got to eliminate adding to what's already been compromised. Okay, it's an old thing. In order to heal something, you've got to stop poisoning the body. And these genetics are doing exactly that. They're causing us to prematurely age. They're causing us to prematurely break down. They're causing our internal organs to prematurely wear out faster. And then in the end, they stimulate either a cancer or a viral overload or a parasitical overload in the body as a result of these exposed foods. So you need to leave them alone.
Okay. Also, you did mention something about a colon cleanse. Is there a recipe for that on your website? And if there is, can I get that?
All you need is two pieces. Get 2 pieces of apple. Peel them. Peel off your apples. Chop them up. Put them in a blender. Get one whole onion, and peel off an orange or a grapefruit, and take the white part. Throw it in there. Add a little water. Turn that into a mush. That's the best colon cleanse money is going to buy. That will pull out radioactive material. That will pull out metals. That will strip whatever's going on. The only thing that would be, I think, more superior than that would be either the sodium thiosulfate or charcoal.
Okay. But I could get that on your website?
It's on the YouTube. You can go and look it up on the YouTube. It's there, and I'll show you how to make it.
Okay, I'll do that. All right,
okay.
Tony, thank you.
Have a good
thank
day.
Thank you, Janice. All right, you said apple, onion... an orange, and what else?
Apple, onion, and you peel the outer part of the orange. Okay. Save that white part. The white part's what you need. That's where you're.
The piss. Okay.
Throw that in there. Turn it. Add your water, distilled water to it. Mush it up to a mush and consume it. Use about 2 or 3 ounces and then drink lots of water with it, and you'll see what comes out.
Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy 2 bottles and receive a 3rd bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Tony Pantelaresco. His website is augmentinforce.50webs.com. And you were talking about gluten with the last caller. Another question from the chat room is, are grains the only source for gluten, and is all gluten bad?
Bad at all. That's another one of those misnomers. What's happened is there was a couple of studies done on the grains. What wound up happening was they found that the proline levels and the glutamate levels were off the chart. They were completely imbalanced. And that's why so many people are having problems with them. But the thing is, they've got mycotoxicity now and estrogens that they never had before. So none of the grains will work with you anymore. They will actually grow inside of you. I've got a chart that I show people in one of the videos. You'll see, I think it was in the Queen of Hungry form.
Yeah, it is. It's in that one. Right.
When you look at that, you'll see that the grain and the genetics actually grow in the stomach and in the intestinal lining. Okay, when you look at the biowarfare, what I call biowarfare on the human race, the first two things that they've hit us with is they've attacked your digestive system. Your bacteria in your culture regulates brain functionality. If you change the bacterial balance in the colon, you wind up with brain dysfunctions because you cannot either produce or manufacture or break down B1, B12, folic acid, choline, or inositol that the brain requires to maintain and sustain balance. Okay, you can't remember anything. Your thoughts are not there. They're always escaping you because the colon has now been attacked. Okay, the second place that they hit you is in the pancreas area, where they are shutting down your pancreas, and this is what soy does. It attacks the thyroid, which regulates heart regulation and brain functionality again, and then the soy literally eats up the area of the pancreas where it releases the trypsin and causes the Langerhans to become self-destructive. It literally eats the colon, pancreas alive. So all this nonsense about how countries overseas are eating fermented soy, it's all garbage. It's all baloney. If soy was such a wonderful food, why are the Chinese and the Japanese and the Koreans ordering so much red meat from the United States and Canada? Okay, because it's not enough. The people that eat soy over there are those who are too poor to buy meat. Just like in the United States, the people that buy Spam and hot dogs can't afford the more expensive meats, so eat the more inferior meats, the organ meats that have been compacted into these type of food products. So when you're looking at this whole study, and I got a study, I call it Third Symposium of Soy. It's been on that page for over 20 years. If you really want to know how great, wonderful soy is and how they manufacture soy, then you'll understand why I tell people not to eat this stuff, because it's not even made properly. When the Chinese first fermented soy, they did it in lime, not aluminum. So you're absorbing aluminum from this crap as well. So it's not the only thing that's fit for is for the field. So you should, nobody should be eating it. So you're attacking, you're destroying your digestive system, and that's where your immune system stems from as well. That's where your whole balance of your body is regulated, so you can absorb protein, regulate the carbs, regulate your fats. Everything is there. So if I attack that, I wipe you out. The Hessian fly consumes, if it bites into a genetically modified corn, its digestive system is exactly like ours. It literally causes their colon to explode. Well, what do we have today? We've got more intestinal disorders than we've ever had. And what's literally happening? The lining is literally coming undone. Now, you can regrow a colon using probiotics. You can regrow a colon. They've done studies where you just using yogurt, you can regrow a new colon. Just like liver, just like sage and milk thistle and artichoke can also help grow a new liver. So again, you can repair this damage, okay? Using cottage cheese also helps restoring the colon. It also restores the esophageal lining, because it's another place where the soy destroys your digestive system. So because of the glutamine content to it. So you have ways of repairing the damage, but you must eliminate it first out of your system. And once you start eliminating it, when you get off all grains, I will tell you what will happen. By day 3, you will be climbing the wall, because you'll be going through some heavy-duty withdrawal. By day 5, you'll be as calm as a cucumber, because you'll have subsided. I give people a protocol for this stuff, and I tell everybody, you're going to bomb on it. I designed it, and I bombed on it 4 times before I finally got off it completely. It took 6 months of psychological dealing with it psychologically. After I got off the grain. So I haven't touched it in 5 years. And I'm Mediterranean. So if anybody's going to eat grain, it's going to be me. We come out, when we're born, we come out with a slice of bread in our hand. That's how much grain.
With garlic on it, right?
Garlic on it. There you go. So, I mean, I haven't touched it. So, and I'm in it. So again, and I understand culturally, you've got Asians who eat rice. You've got, Hispanic people that eat rice. You've got Mediterraneans that eat, wheat. You've got the Europeans that eat barley, and you've got northern parts of Russia and stuff that eat sorghum and rye. These are the foods that they've contaminated with genetics, and again, you need to avoid them.
Okay. And that means rice, noodles, and all the stuff that they create to, I've seen pasta that has been made with other things. Just forget eating pasta.
Right. Pasta's gone. It's not even in the vocabulary at that point. And the biggest problems I have dealing with people on this are either Italians or Lebanese people.
Because
the diet is highly with wheat, right? And again, it's a psychological thing. It's a cultural thing. We're Italian. We eat bread. We're Lebanese. It has nothing to do with culture anymore. I mean, we got to get over these stigmas and these traditional thoughts that have been put there to continue to keep you in a state of stupor. Got to realize that these foods have been biologically altered.
Right. What are your views on MMS?
I think it's good. I think it's something that it's another means to help you fight and win. Use MMS, don't mix it with anything. It's powerful enough on its own. I'm a bigger fan of Lugol's iodine, but MMS is a good product. I think it would be an effective tool in today's war against the Morgellons and other things that we're being hit with in a biological warfare. I mean, I use turpentine as well, and again, it's right up there with that MMS. So, I mean, if you get turpentine in you, iodine in you, or MMS, MMS and turpentine will conflict with each other, so you might want to take them at different times. But again, yeah, use them. I don't see a problem with them. You know, they are going to be an effective means to keep you healthy.
Okay. You mentioned glutamine and colostrum to rebuild the colon.
Glutamine, MSM, gelatin, yogurt, kefir, these will all help in repairing and rebuilding the colon, yeah.
Okay. All right. We have one last caller, Werner from New Brunswick. Questions?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Diane. Sorry for having called in, but my voice is not quite up to snuff. But your guest, he mentioned there about gluten. I remember there about 20 or 50 years ago, over in the old country, the government started penalizing us when our wheat we were producing didn't have enough gluten in. The bakers, they wanted big loaves of bread, you know, all puffy.
Okay.
And what I understand now, most of the milling wheat, it has at least a 50% increase in gluten content.
Okay, Tony, why don't you address that?
Okay, like I said, it's because of the genetics. You know, it's an imbalance. The gluten, you got to remember, back in his time, the ground did not have GMO anything. Okay, the soils might have been depleted with minerals or other components in them that may have made would have regulated the yield from year to year, being up or down depending on what they put in the soil. Today, like I said, we're not eating those grains. We are not eating what they ate back then. Okay, it's changed. Even the bacterial. Okay, when you put a GMO seed in the ground, you are changing the bacterial structure and integrity of the dirt. That same bacteria that's in the dirt is inside of you. Okay, that's it. You're connected to the earth, okay? We resonate at 7.83 megahertz, and the plant, so does the planet. So when you alter the genetic or the bacterial...
I'm sorry we've run out of time. Tony, you've been a fabulous guest. I hope we can do this again.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.